Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
This is Clark and the Coach, presented by Advanced Roofing Technologies, with Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. Welcome to Clark and the Coach here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. We're brought to you by Advanced Roofing Technologies. Coach Bruce Dick, how are you this morning?
Clark, doing good. Looking forward to tonight's game, this afternoon's game, with the Northridge Grizzlies.
Yep, Northridge.
And, the Rough Riders.
Yep.
This league is, it's so much parity in this league. And every game is going to kind of matter. And if there's anybody that can get a sweep of an opponent,
sure,
they're going to have a leg up in the league.
Yeah, we're talking to a couple coaches yesterday. We talked to Brian Sy, the Roosevelt head coach, yesterday. And he said, yes, there's a lot of these home and homes, you're splitting them. So you're right. If you can get a sweep in any of these, it's going to be a big advantage for your team. Today, I think we see the pitching of Roosevelt versus the bats of Northridge.
Well, it's always going to be the bats of Northridge.
Sure it is.
They are pounding. In fact, I think the football team's offensive coordinator is going to want to hire these guys.
Averaging
putting so many runs across.
Over 13.5 runs a game the last eight games.
Amazing.
So, yeah, they're starting to knock it out of the park. Well, starting to. They've been doing it for a long time. On the program today, we're going to, since we hit with the Roosevelt guys yesterday, we're going to give Northridge their shot today. Assistant coach Jim McFarland, who started with Alan Gibson over at Roosevelt, so an odd kind of thing there. But Jared, of course, came aboard. Jared Cronquist, now the coach at Northridge, came aboard at Roosevelt and got Jim to work underneath him there, then brought him over to Northridge. So today they'll be on opposite sides of the fence of where they used to be.
Yeah, so a lot of familiarity in today's contest.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And then Colin Gilley, he's a senior at Northridge. Tied for the team lead in hits. He's got 20 base hits on the year. We'll talk to the leadoff hitter for the Northridge Grizzlies. Talk about this great offense with Colin at about 11:40. So first segment we're going to get to, there were a few baseball results yesterday. There's some matchups we can talk about today. New coaches poll has come out. We've got RPIs sitting next to those. So pretty much, Bruce, I'm finding the RPIs this year so far matching up with the coaches poll pretty well.
Yeah, it looks that way. And as we approach these last couple weeks of league competitions, in a league with a lot of parity, there's not going to be a lot of movement.
Sure, absolutely.
Because there's not a lot of top, not a lot of bottoms.
Yep.
Roosevelt has an advantage because they're going to be playing Palisade.
That's right. Number one RPI right now.
Number one seed, yep. So win or lose, that's going to probably help them.
Absolutely.
RPI-wise. But they're sitting in a good spot anyway.
Yeah, sitting there at 18, when a lot of the teams you look at that may be ahead of them placement-wise in the conference, remember Roosevelt's lost twice in the conference. There's a lot of one-loss teams in there. But Roosevelt's ahead of many of those in the RPI. So from this point forward, you know, they just keep playing winning baseball. Maybe they take two out of three games, you know, going down the stretch here, two out of three, four out of six, and it puts himself in a great spot for the postseason.
Right, and with some of the other 4A leagues, you have a team like Longmont who's kind of fighting for their RPI life.
That's right.
Yep. At 31.
Yeah, funny how the Long's Peak is the stronger conference between that and the NCAA conference that Windsor and Longmont reside in. Windsor's the only top 10 team in that conference.
They are the only top team, and with their losses, their RPI has dropped a little because of some of the other teams in the league.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Windsor, taking a look at that, Windsor's RPI is 10 right now.
Yes.
So they're number five in the coaches' poll, but that's one of the differences that I saw. They're five in the coaches' poll and number 10 in the RPI. Let's thank Advanced Roofing Technologies, Brad Evans, his great staff out there. They killed it at Bruce's house, knocked it out of the park first. They came out and said, hey, you don't need anything, but when you do, remember us. Bruce certainly did. Man, they did a great job on your place,
they
too.
They did a great job. And not only is the roof fantastic, just the entire process where they came out, they talked to us and said, here's where we're going to be. This is when we're going to start. We'll finish on this day. And It was flawless.
Yeah, love that. Love get it done on time, on budget, and then get the you-know-what out of there. Advanced Roofing Technologies, Brad Evans, his great staff. Call him today, 970-663-0203. All right, Clark and the Coach today. It is a Tuesday, 4 o'clock today. As Bruce said, we'll have Roosevelt at home out at Nelson Farm. Love this field. They'll be taking on the Northridge Grizzlies. Let's get through the conferences real quick. We can talk about the coaches' poll as well as we get through this. 2A Mile High today, couple of games. Dayspring Christian Academy will be against Gilpin County, so they're at home today. Highlands also at home today against Lions. Lions is 10-3. Highlands, 10-1. So pretty good matchup between those two schools.
I think that's a good matchup. Lions is really playing some good baseball this spring.
Highland needs one of those games, too.
Highland needs some competition to play, but I'm thinking that might be one of the better games in that league this year.
Dayspring, remember, is the number 8 in 1A. They'll play 1A postseason. They're number 5 RPI, so Mark Welsh's team in a great spot there. The Highland Huskies are sitting number 4 in the coaches' poll in the 2A coaches' poll, and the Huskies are number 5 in the RPI there as well. Get to the Patriot League. Let's see. Patriot League today, there's some big ones.
There's always big ones in the Patriot League, isn't there, though?
I just said the obvious, yeah.
It just seems like there's been some really good matchups, and they've been a little spread out through the season, but more today.
University and Sterling will battle. They played the opening game of the season.
Yes.
Then Sterling went on that 11-game winning streak, and then they hit the big red machine, and they dropped 2 to the Reds. But they contentious games, Bruce. I mean, Sterling was in both of those games.
Oh, Sterling had a chance to win both
sure
games.
Sure did. UH and Sterling today. That's at Sterling, number 2, at number 4 today. Resurrection Christian, they're ranked number 13, slipping a little bit, the Cougars are. They'll go to number 6, Brush, today, and Brush just keeps pounding the home runs. I didn't look today, but they hit 2 or 3 more, I think, over the weekend. So they've got to have 15, 16 home runs as a team right now. That team can flat out hit. And as we've been saying, if their pitching picks up to kind of where they were last year, they're going to be tough in the playoffs, no doubt.
Yeah, they will be tough on the playoffs. This should be a really good game in the Patriot League. Resurrection, as you you called that game, I believe.
Yep.
That they
the
were
21-7 game,
19 run, 2 innings,
right.
6-7 to put Brush with the big win, but
yeah,
a lot of big bats on that Brush team.
The old wind came up late in that ball game, that's for sure, man. No, so far today it looks like it's great weather.
Looks like it's gonna be a nice day.
No wind out there for the most part, so I think we're in good shape.
This is one of these days you walk out in the morning and you know something's different.
Yeah. What's missing?
Oh. What's missing? It's been the wind.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So 3A coaches poll. Eaton's number 1. University's number 2. We'll get 1 and 2 coming up Thursday. They will play at Eaton High School, the first of the two games. And then Saturday, we'll have them on the air at Tom Roach Field. Saturday, 11 o'clock, following Preps Rewind. This is going to be fun. I'm going to go out and watch that game on Thursday from Eaton, and then I'm so excited for Saturday's culmination of that that two-game set. But number 1, number 2, Bruce, you can't ask for any more than
no,
that.
No, you can't. And, gosh, just really interesting pitching matchups. But that University team is just, we've said, probably the best hitting team in the state.
Yep.
And now they're going to go up against, you know, Eaton's 1 and 2 pitchers. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, no doubt. Reds have the edge on the hill, I think, and University at the plate, so we'll see what wins there. Lutheran's the 3. Then we get back to the Patriot League. Sterling's the 4. Classical Academy's 5. Brush is 6. So those are your top 6 teams in the Class 3A. Eaton 1, University 2, same in the RPI. Sterling 4, same in the RPI's coaches poll. Brush, however, not getting the love. They're 16 RPI right now.
Boy, they need a win.
They do.
They really do.
Top 32 are going to get into the regionals, so that's not an issue. But where they land is going to be an issue.
At 16, Clark, guess where you go?
I know.
You go to number 1.
Mm-hmm. That's what they don't want to do.
And Brush, that's what happened to them last year.
It's right. It's exactly. And Brush had them beat, and the Reds somehow were able to sneak by, get the walk-off at the end, and then went on and won the state championship. That could have been Brush, right?
And I'm thinking Brush this year, they're just thinking, send us anywhere but Eaton.
That's right. Don't want to go to U. I'm thinking them, too. I'm not sure I want to go over to Tom Roach Field and play UH either. But, yeah, that's so we'll see what incurs from that point forward. Long's Peak today. Let's see. We've got our game, of course, Northridge and Roosevelt. So 20 RPI for Northridge, 18 for Roosevelt as they get in there. Both teams look like they're headed to the playoffs, but we'll see what happens down the stretch here. Thompson Valley goes to Severance today, and Mountain View is at Fort Morgan. Yesterday, Severance did play. They beat Greeley West 11-10. Nolan Hertzke, the junior, 2-for-5, a double, and 3 ribbies in the game. And for Greeley West, Taylor Gaunt, Edgar Urquidy, and Evan Shindy all had 2 runs batted in for Greeley West. So Severance gets the win. No rest today. They'll be at home against Thompson Valley. 6 teams within 1 game in the loss column. Then there's Roosevelt, who's 2 games back, but they've got the advantage of the RPI, Bruce.
And that could change today.
That could absolutely change today. But as you said, in this contentious Long's Peak, not going to be a whole lot of movement in there, so we'll see what happens. The 4A, 5A, NCAA conference yesterday, Meade beat Erie 11-7. Holy Family beat up on Silver Creek 12-4. No games today in there. Windsor and Erie leading this conference. Windsor's 11-1 in conference. Erie is 8-1 in conference. So they've got 3 games to make up in there, but those two will meet final home and home of the season.
Right, last week of the season, so that league probably will come down to that series.
Your 4A coaches poll, of course, Cheyenne Mountain, Palisade. Palisade's number 2 in the coaches poll, number 1. No, they're number 2 in the coaches poll.
2 in the coaches
and
poll.
Number 1 in the RPI. Golden and Ponderosa are 3-4. Windsor sits 5 in the 4A spot, but they're a 10 RPI, and then there's that huge group of the Long's Peak, Thompson Valley, Riverdale Ridge, you know, Fort Morgan's in there, Severance is in there, Mountain View's in there. It's just a big group of teams that are in that 10-25 group. That a lot of these teams, I tell you what, Bruce, they get hot. You know, we've seen it. We've seen teams like Fort Collins last year in 5A, like Roosevelt a couple of years ago, get to the Final 8 or Final 4 even. Kind of under the radar.
Absolutely. And this is what makes the regional tournament so interesting, too, because you get some interesting matchups.
Sure.
In baseball, you get maybe even it's a lower-seeded team, but they may have one guy that can come in and shut a team down for one game, and it can just turn a season around.
5A FRL today. There's a host of games. Rocky Mountain will go to Broomfield. Rocky is 11-4. They've won a couple in a row since losing to Legacy. Mountain Range is at Fort Collins today. Let's see. Wag's team is 2-4 in league play. They're 8-7 overall. But if you look at it, just look going down the line in the RPI, Loveland. Let's see. Legacy's number 1. They're number 1 in the coaches poll, number 1 RPI as well. Rocky's number 10 in both. So Scott Bullock's group is in a pretty good spot. And then look at this. Loveland is sitting number 12 RPI, Horizons 13, Fossil Ridge 22, Fort Collins right on that cusp at 32 right now.
Right there at 32. Wins and hoping your opponents wins.
Yeah. Mark Wagner's team right now kind of in a playoff mode, sitting at 32. Yeah. I know there's still a group of games to go. You know, we've got a couple of weeks left, but yeah, you got to start to look at the RPI and go, where do we need to be? Do we need to win? And, for teams sitting right on the cusp, you sure do. PWI, Performance and Wellness Institute. Ryan Wasilowski was kind of runs the show over there, athletic development specialist for the last 5 years here in NOCO. PWI is your own customized individual and personalized fitness and performance center located right in the heart of the Greeley. Just it's getting a great student out. I mean, they work with anybody, any age. They'll work with oldsters like me. They'll work with youngsters and try to get them going. But they're really big in that middle school, high school range, getting kids ready for the next level, getting that edge for big-time athletes. You've got to do it. Really fun for me to sit and watch the other day, Bruce, on TV, the football, is it the combine they're doing?
Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And watching them work on just they're talking about 30s and 40s, and it's all about the start. And to watch guys like Woz, who sit out there and just the details on everything, from your breathing to pushing off on that start, all the interesting stuff that give you the edge, that's what PWI does. So very important when you're talking about, you know, a 40-yard dash or something, we're coming down to tenths of a second.
You're coming down to tenths of a second. A vertical jump, you're coming down.
Sure.
If you can increase a vertical jump, you're increasing athleticism because it's such a big part of the core in the body. And love what these guys do. And, boy, get out there and get to that next level.
For all they do, PWITraining.com, services, trainer bios, and testimonials. We thank them for their sponsorship. All right, we're coming back, Bruce and I, in a moment. Jim McFarland, assistant baseball coach out of Northridge High School. We're back with him in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
For the latest on the Broncos, the Nuggets, and the Rockies, listen to The Hull Show, weekdays at noon on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All righty, welcome back. Clark and a coach here on a Tuesday in Northern Colorado. We'll be out at Nelson Farm today, 4 o'clock, J9 Agency's first pitch. It is Northridge and Roosevelt today. Should be fun, Long's Peak action out there. And then on Saturday, after following half of Preps Rewind, we'll have an 11 o'clock first pitch for you between Eaton and University, their second of their home and home that goes Thursday, Saturday this week in the big Patriot League. Let's thank one of our great sponsors right now, AMCO, Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. Don Scott, 40 years, built the empire out there in Fort Collins, number one store in the region. He said, let's go do that same thing in Loveland. Dave Martin, who's been with Don for, since 1995. So you guys count that up. That's almost 30 years. And taking that to all that expertise and that customer service from Fort Collins to Loveland. Lance Pickett, out here since 93 with Don. I mean, talk about a team that's been together forever. They'll simply take care of your car. They take care of my car, my family's cars. Keep us on the road, folks. My 21-year-old bug just flying down the highway. It's all brought to you from AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland in Fort Collins. Call Lance, 226-4477 in Loveland. It's Dave Martin, 667-3006. We get to the Gould Parts Hotline right now. Assistant baseball coach out at Northridge High School, Jim McFarland, jumps on the show. Coach, how are you today?
Doing good. How are you guys?
Fantastic, man. Great day for baseball. What's the one thing that we don't have out there today that we love, Jim? Isn't it the wind?
That's exactly right, and we're excited about it. It's going to be fun to play baseball in real baseball weather instead of having the challenge of dealing with the wind. We hope this holds.
Coach, is this just been the toughest year for pitching coaches with the wind? Because you can get a pitcher to make a great pitch, get a little pop fly, and it's a challenge to be caught.
It's a very big challenge, and we have definitely dealt with that, but so has the team we've been playing. It's been really strange, but both teams have to play in it, so we can just do the best we can.
Coach, let's go pitching first. And am I right? Is that kind of your dig over there at Northridge as you're looking? I know you do all kinds of coaching there, but are you in the control of the pitching staff there?
Yes, sir, I am. I take care of the pitchers for Coach Conquist, and I have since him and I have been coaching together. We've got that strange dynamic over there. We have 16 players on our varsity, and of the 16, 12 of them have pitched for us in a game this year. We've been struggling.
I'm looking at the list right now, and you're right. I'm going, wow, they've tried a lot of arms. It seems like Parker Steckel's the guy right now. Is he the ace?
Parker is our ace, and we have gotten him, or he has gotten himself, however you want to put it, stretched out to where we can count on him now to go the limit if we need to. And I think in his last two games, he's gone 90-plus for us which is a huge benefit. Because to start with, the reason we had to use so many people, although they all can pitch a little bit or fairly well, is because we didn't have them stretched out. The spring was really tough. We lost our exhibition games, you know. I mean, this is a common theme probably for everybody that's been trying to play, but we just had a hard time getting him stretched out. Parker's got himself that way, and it's nice. We can count on him going our 90 to 100 to 110 pitches. It really helps.
Yeah, you talk about not getting stretched out in a tough spring and all that stuff. To me, that's part of the reason. I think the wind has been the other reason. That we've just had some scores this year, some games that are just, I mean, 20-something to 18. I mean, just crazy, crazy scores. Seems like it's way up this year for kind of those two reasons. Do you agree with that?
I certainly do. We joke about it. We won a 14-13 game, and we joke they missed the extra point. We won a 17-16 game. We joke they missed the extra point. But the wind has been a big factor, and like you said, not being able to get the pitchers stretched out, and we've had to use quite a few people because it's just been the nature of the beast this spring.
We're talking with Jim McFarland, assistant coach out at Northridge High School, Jared Cronquist, the head coach. They'll take on the Roosevelt Rough Riders out at Nelson Farm. We'll have first pitch for you at 4 o'clock today, our J9 agency's first pitch, and see what happens in a very tough league. We'll talk about that in a second. One good thing for your pitchers is your team can hit the baseball. My goodness gracious. This team can absolutely put runs on the board. Last five or six games, you guys have been, I think, over 13 runs a game. So you know you're going to get support from your hitters up there. Talk about your offense. Mark Felix Llamas having a terrific year. Gannon McGean, Jace Reed, Brendan Peterson, all these guys. And we're going to have Colin Gilley, a senior, coming up here, tied for the team lead in hits with 20. This is a team that can score runs. Right, Jim?
They do. They can. They love to hit. They just love to hit. Batting practice at our practices are a thing to watch. Line drives and hard hits and bats pinging and long fly balls going all over the yard. It's a strange dynamic that I've never been around before, and I've been doing this for a few years. This is the best hitting or best group of hitters all together at once that I've ever been around, and they love doing it. They just really enjoy it, and they work hard at it. They really do. They don't just stand up there and pound away. They work at doing what they need to do and doing it right. So we just let them do it.
Coach, there's so much parity in your league this year. How have you found playing the home and homes close together? Has that contributed to the parity, or is it just a league of similar teams?
I think there's a lot of similarity. They're all good teams. I mean, we played Nyvault last week, and we thought, you know, they come in like at 1-10, and we were very surprised at how good a team they had. They had some really good ball players, and I mean, we had to battle both games. We lost 1-1-1, but they're gonna. I believe they'll win some games down the stretch here, and that just fits into the overall scope of what you said about the league from top to bottom. I don't think you can just take anything for granted. I know we certainly don't. We try to impress that on the kids to make sure that there is no given in this league. I mean, up north here, baseball is really tough, no matter who you're playing or when you're playing.
Boy, that's a fact. There's no doubt about it. Just as we look at that conference, like Bruce said, and you guys talked about, boy, so much parity in there, too. Start looking at the RPI. You guys are in a pretty good spot. If you looked at the Max Prep standings, you'd say, oh, my God, Roosevelt's, what, about seventh place down there. They're two games back. You know, they're a game back in the loss column, and, boy, that doesn't put them in great shape. However, you look at how many teams in that group are behind you guys in the RPI. That's a good thing for you guys. You're in a good spot as far as going forward. If you play winning baseball the rest of the season here, you're going to be in a good spot for the postseason.
That's what we hope, and that's what we think, too. We just have to keep plugging away. And I know it's an old cliche and all that, but we really are trying to stress it. The next game is the important one. We can't worry about anything down the road, or we can't worry about what's happened in the past. We just got to, like, take today's game and do the best we can and then worry about what comes after that, because every team in the league is capable. And we have had a strange season. I mean, we swept Severance. We swept Fort Morgan. We split with Thompson Valley. But then we get swept by Riverdale Ridge. So it's just, I mean, it's you just don't know. You give it your best, and whatever happens, happens, and that's what you go with.
And Coach, as you approach this latter part of the season, are all your guys healthy? Do you have all the arms ready to go to battle?
We do. We do. We struggled with a couple of guys earlier on that didn't really set us back, but it was a negative not having them there for a couple of weeks to throw. But, yeah, we have everybody on board now ready to go. We had a lot of guys throw some short, easy pins last night, which was nice. And like I said, of the 12 guys, we plan on using probably 8 of them just because that may be what's required. And we just go with the flow and hope that they're ready, and now we think they are. So we're thankful for that, and good to go.
All right, Jim, here's something that's odd, and we'll get this to you before we let you go here. Always odd to me when a coach or coaches, as in this case today, coached at one school, then they moved to another school, and then they play the old school. You guys will have that today. I think Jared Cronquist met you when you were coaching with Alan Gibson out at Roosevelt, and then Jared took over that program, and you coached with him there. Am I right on that meeting?
Yes, you are correct. I coached with Coach Gibson there at Roosevelt for like 8 years, and then there was a year off, and then Coach Cronquist came to Roosevelt, and I ended up coaching with him. I've been very lucky. Both of them guys are quality coaches and people. They have very similar philosophies, and they love to practice and get work done in practice, which I think is huge. They stress fundamentals, which we try to work on and make part of our daily routine and stuff, and they both care tremendously about the kids. And it is difficult today, and Coach Jared and I have talked about this. We still know a lot of those kids there, and we still like the kids and care about them a lot. We do kind of keep tabs on them, and it's one of those kind of things where you wish both teams could win, but that's not the case. So we'll just have to play it out and see what happens.
Yeah, no doubt you're wearing the Northridge Grizz stuff now, so you gotta go out there and try to get a win for the Grizz. But Coach,
you
thanks for
it.
Jumping on the program.
You got it.
Yeah, we'll talk to Colin coming up here in a second, but we'll see you on the field today. Okay.
That sounds great. Thanks, Clark.
You bet. You bet. That's
good luck, Coach.
Jim McFarland, assistant coach out at Northridge High School. So we'll see today. I'm not sure what we're going to see out there today. I'm not sure what we're going to get as far as runs scored. I was thinking maybe it's going to be a game where both teams can you know, perch 10 runs or more on the board today. But you never know. Nice day for baseball. Maybe the pitchers get warm and we have a good one out
well,
there.
Well, a week ago we thought we were going to see a 2-1, 3-2
you're right.
game.
You're right.
Over at Eaton. And, you know, going over here, I'm thinking a lot of runs, but could be opposite again, and we get a couple of hot pitchers on the mound.
Thank you to Marinda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. These local folks going to put your family in the perfect coverage. You know you can get insurance anywhere. It's about the agent. Will they answer the phone when you have a question? What kind of an experience are you going to have? Are they going to explain the coverages that you are being put into so that you can protect your family and sleep at night? That's what she does. Marinda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. Give her a call here at 223-8700. All right, we're coming back in a moment. Colin Gillie, senior, out at Northridge High School, the leadoff hitter for the Grizz. We'll talk to him when we come back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary. Weekday afternoons at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back. Clark and a coach on a Tuesday here in Northridge and Roosevelt today. 4 o'clock first pitch. Brought to you by the J9 agencies on KFKA today. Can't wait to be out at Nelson Farm. Watch these two teams play some baseball today. Quality Well and Pump, great sponsor on the program. Anything that has to do with water, Quality Well and Pump is the one for you. Got a big patch of land out there, need a water well dug? They're the one to go to. Quality Well and Pump, folks, they'll also service anything, makes, models, whatever you've got. Give them a call today, 353-3118, Quality Well and Pump. We go back to the Gold Parts Hotline right now. Senior out at Northridge High School, Colin Gillie jumps up on the phone with us. Colin, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Fantastic, man. Let's talk about you. Leadoff hitter for the Grizz, is that what I'm told?
Yes, sir.
All right. How is it always been a leadoff hitter type of guy, or is this new to you, and how are you liking it at the top of an order that just is smacking the tar out of the baseball right now?
I could be thrown around anywhere, and I could hit the ball. I started off at the 9-hole this season, and then they put me up there. So far, I'm liking it. I am hitting it. Pretty much it.
Yeah, you're tied for the team lead in hits. 20 hits so far this year, hitting .435. So seeing the baseball pretty well, looking at it, you like what you see out there right now?
Yeah, I like what I see. I'm hunting fastball, looking for that, not trying to swing at junk. So,
Colin, would you say you're a patient hitter? Or are you a first ball hitter? What do you like to – if you're seeing a pitcher out there throwing strikes, what do coaches say? Do they say be patient, or are they saying if this guy's throwing first pitch fastballs, get out there and whack it?
They haven't really said anything, but – If it's there, I'll go for it. But if I need to get deep in the count and get those pitch count high for the pitcher, I'll do that for sure, and I'll be protective at in 0-2 or 2-2 counts or whatnot.
Hey, Colin, who's your favorite Major League Baseball guy? Is there someone you like to emulate or someone you really like to watch? Do you have a favorite out there?
I'd say Bo Bichette. He just has that swagger that I feel like that I would like to replicate.
Yeah, he's a good one, and I believe he hit his first grand slam. Was that last night? Bo Bichette hit a grand slam against the Red Sox.
All right, good stuff right there. Let's talk. Let's talk about. You in the leadoff role, too, I see 5 stolen bases for a team that does not really run a lot. 24 stolen bases in how many games? In 14 games, so little over one at a time. You get on base to lead things off. Do you have a green light? Are you looking to steal second base, or are you patient and want to see these guys knock you around the bases a little bit?
I like to see them knock me around the bases, get me and score an opportunity. But if I have to, I'll definitely run that base. If they need me to.
Cool. Talk about outside of baseball here. Do you other sports for you or not?
I do. I play golf for the high school.
You do?
Oh, you do.
All right.
All right.
So talk about that a little bit. How good were you? I mean, any possibility of you getting to state during your career at Northridge, or what did that look like?
I had a shot at state. I was in a playoff for it at regional, so I ended up coming up short a little bit, but that's all right. I did decent during the season. Shot around low 80s, like 83,
wow.
82,
nice.
Right around there. So,
what's your favorite course out here in Northern Colorado, Colin?
Around Northern Colorado, I'd say Highland Meadows out in Windsor. That course layout is just so nice, and the greens are nice.
And number six
a great
is
facility.
Tough. Number six is tough.
Yes, for sure.
And Colin, if you're going to be an MLB or if you're going to play in the major leagues, you've got to be a golfer. I mean, on days off and off season, that's all those guys are doing is playing golf. So. That's interesting. Senior year for you, what are you thinking about at the next level? Do you want to go try to play baseball? Is it going to be all education? Are you going to get into a business right away? What do you think you're doing after your high school career?
I like to play baseball, but I've kind of found interest in doing aviation.
Sweet.
And thinking of going to school up in North Dakota. So.
Wow. Good stuff for you right there. All right, man, getting ready to go out and play some baseball today in this contentious league that we're in. Get to take on the Roosevelt Rough Riders today out at Nelson Farm. So we'll see you out on the field. Thanks for jumping on with us, and enjoy the rest of your senior year, okay?
All righty, thank you. I appreciate it.
You bet.
Colin, good luck, Colin.
Colin Gilley, senior out at Northridge High School. So we'll see him out on the field today, and as Bruce and I were talking about these two teams. Northridge may be the hitting side, hitting advantage in the game. Maybe Roosevelt a little bit of a pitching advantage in the game.
Smart kid plays golf in the fall.
Yeah, look at that. And he wants to get into aviation. That's good stuff. That's just outstanding that he knows his priorities and knows where he wants to go. So cannot say enough about that senior, Colin Gilley. That is our West Point Carpet One player profile. 1,000 stores in the buying group. Get big box store prices and selection with that all-time important customer service. And any idea what you want to do, you know, give them a call today or go down and check out their incredible showroom, and you'll come up with some great ideas. 673-4220 if you want to talk to one of their consultants at West Point Carpet One, where they believe purposeful design is to make ordinary extraordinary. All right, Coach and I coming back in a moment, wrap up the last 5 minutes of the program here on Clark and the Coach on a Tuesday. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment of the program, Clark and the Coach, today here on Northern Colorado's Voice. Coming up next is the whole show, of course. Don't forget, check into KFKA each week. It's a great lineup, no doubt about it. NoCo Now is going to be our new morning show. Can't wait to have Tanner Schwinn, award-winning NoCo Now, jumping in as our get-going show in the morning, of course. And then we'll get, of course, our show at 11 o'clock and the whole show coming up at noon. Just can't wait to get through this thing. It's going to be a great rest of the year here at KFKA. All right, let's see. Today, 4 o'clock, we're going to be out at Nelson Farm. First pitch, J9 Agency's first pitch at 4 o'clock. We'll have no pregame today. We'll jump right on at 4. Brian Gary will go from 3 to 4 with a good afternoon guy, so we'll get that for you. I'm looking forward to a lot of the things I'm looking forward to today are in other leagues, too, Bruce. The Patriot League today, big games today. Yeah. University number 2, Sterling against Sterling number 4 on the road. Remember, they played opening game. UH got the win at home. Wouldn't surprise me if Sterling returns the favor today.
Would not. UH got that first win, and then Sterling went on an 11-game win streak and ran into the Eaton Reds, which we've talked about. Those could have went either way. Brush hosting hosting Resurrection today.
That's right.
Another big game for both those teams, probably a little bigger RPI-wise for the Brush Beat Diggers than the Cougars. But, boy, Brush, we've talked about so many one-run games, close games.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
They need to get a little mojo going into the playoffs because they're a very dangerous team.
Yeah, you're talking about their placement in the regionals, and that's going to be the big thing for them. Try to avoid, you know, either Eaton or University probably in there. But, I mean, how deep can you go? They need to probably get to 12 or so in there to avoid, you know, landing in one of those camps. But, you know, can they do that? And you talked about it, too, another contentious league. Hard to make up space in a league like this, too? Probably so. This time of year, hard to move the dial a whole bunch, the needle a whole bunch on the RPI.
Well, Brush, sitting where they're at with a win, they will substantially jump. But a loss is going to keep them down at that 16, 17,
sure,
18 area. And they need to get, you know, jump up to that 13th, 14th mark for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And as we said in the FRL, the 5A action today, Fort Collins, Mark Wagner's team sitting right there at 32. 4 o'clock game for them today as they take on Mountain Range at home. And sitting at 32, you know, with a limited number of games left, you kind of have to chuck that thing into playoff mode and start telling your guys, hey, we need to get out there and make sure that we're putting W's on the board.
They need a win. Yep. Yeah, they need a win today, and they're going to have 2 to 3 more wins before the season ends as well.
Absolutely. All right, Rockies get beat last night again. Well, again, they've won every series so far. It was the Phillies, right? Are they against the Phillies right now?
Yeah, the Phillies. Last night was the first sloppy game.
Right. And so
error
what
game
I didn't
that
see
played.
The I didn't see the game, but I heard Freeland was snake bitten again.
Freeland pitched terrific. They're leading 2-0 and Taylor made ground ball and Iglesias doesn't make the play. And what happens after you have a chance to end the inning on a double play, what's the next guy do?
Well, of course, he's going to hit a home
he's
run.
He's going to hit a home run. Well. So instead of, you know, going into the fourth inning,
right,
up 2-0, now they're down 3-2.
More than any other sport, baseball is the game where I say, okay, go back a play or two. This wouldn't have happened if not for the error or the walk or the hit batter or whatever it is, but little things like that change the whole history of the game.
So Kyle Freeland, strong six innings and only gave up one earned run, and yet the Rockies lose 8-2.
Well, so your thoughts on the Rockies changing? I mean, are they going to be able to sustain this?
If they can be close to a 500 team on the road, they're in good shape.
Yeah, I think that's what it comes down to. We know they'll play well at home. They're not the Nuggets. Nuggets struggle a little bit
that.
At Ball Arena this year. Yeah, no doubt. They did get the win the other day, though, so that's all kinds of good
Marcus
stuff.
Marcus on the mound today for the Rocks. See if they can have a bounce-back win.
You bet. Thank you to Jim McFarland, assistant coach out at Northridge High School, and Colin Gillies, senior at Northridge. They'll be over at Nelson Farm today to take on the Roosevelt Rough Riders in a little Long's Peak action. First pitch, our J9 Agency's first pitch, will go at 4 o'clock. So Bruce and I will talk to you then. Whole show's coming up next. So Hooligans, stand by. All kinds of good stuff coming up in just a moment right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.